From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This week, several hundred American business leaders urged Congress and the President to do their job, raise the debt ceiling. Their letter is signed by CEOs of big businesses and small businesses, companies that produce goods and companies that provide services. Yesterday, we heard from the CEO of one of the smaller companies on that list, an Idaho box manufacturer that employs 45 workers. Today, the CEO of a substantially larger firm, the Pella Corporation, Pella Windows and Doors. It's based in Pella, Iowa. It employs over 8,000 people, and the CEO is Patrick Meyer. Hiya.
Hello, Robert.
And first, why'd you sign the letter?
Well, Pella Corporation is a strong U.S. manufacturer with an 86-year history of creating good, stable manufacturing jobs. And we have 12 U.S. plants and employ, you know, over 8,000 employees. And we're part of an industry that really is struggling to recover from a very deep and long recession. And so that translates into consumer and business confidence that's still weak. And any risk to that confidence will have a negative impact on our industry.
Is it fair to say that construction goes, so goes Pella?
It does. And, you know, we're in two big business segments on the commercial side and on the residential side, and both on the new construction side as repair and remodeling. And so each has a different ebb and flow. One of the things that's actually positive for us right now is our commercial business, and it acts differently than the residential business.
Now, I believe the favorable tax treatment for getting cleaner, greener windows expired, didn't it? Did the demand fall off at that point, or does it continue just as strong even without the tax benefit?
No, you're right, Robert. In last year, there was a stimulus to replace your windows on the residential side. And that created a tremendous impact to our business. A lot of consumers responded to that. That really drove up our business to the end of last year. And you're right, it was terminated at the end of 2010. And we did see demand drop off. The consumers did pull back. And so 2011, the market has pulled back quite a bit.
Now, people are always talking about what it's going to take for our companies, our manufacturers like Pella, to hire more people and to expand. And people talk about cutting your taxes, cutting your regulations, or just getting more demand for your product out there in the marketplace. As you look ahead, what are your priorities? What would help you most of those possibilities?
Well, I think it really centers around confidence. You know, over the last several years, the homeowners on the residential side have really deleveraged. And so their confidence in their ability to have their home be valued well, to invest back in that, is very important for us. We see that as an opportunity that's really important, that the consumer has to have confidence that when they invest in their home, they're going to get a good return on that.
You know, it is said, the Washington Post reported in a story about the letter that was sent to Congress and the President, that no mention was made of taxes in it because they couldn't achieve unanimity on whether the letter should say don't include any tax increase at all or get realistic and include some tax increases. What do you think about that?
I think it's got to be around taking out waste mm-hmm. and reducing cost. There's times that we can raise price or raise taxes. I don't think this is the time. I think the time is to focus on taking the waste out of the system, looking at this holistically, and continue that focus.
Let me ask you something, which I guess this comes from decades of living in Washington now, which is that when we speak with people about what they'd like Washington to do, it's very often quite neat and clean and all's for the general good. But the very same people will then retain a lobbying firm whose job is to go to the Hill and to the federal agencies and make sure that they get the best possible treatment they can possibly get, whether it's in an environmental program or a tax break. And all the people who are saying, just be straight and do your job, are also saying, and I'm paying a guy a zillion dollars to make sure that I get it played my way. What do you think?
Well, I think I'd say we'd always want to play a level playing field. To your point, we need it to be understandable, fair, and predictable. And then we can set up a business and plan for that. I do think that there is a strong sense of lobbyists in Washington. But what we need to count on, again, is just make it fair, and understandable, and predictable.
Well, Mr. Meyer, thank you very much for talking with us today.
All right, Robert.
Thank you. Patrick Meyer, who is the CEO of Pella Windows and Doors. He spoke to us from their headquarters in Pella, Iowa.